Emmanuel Macron becomes the youngest man to lead France since Napoleon Bonaparte. Macron won on a promise of prosperity for all. He must now unite a country bitterly divided between globalists and nationalists.
Europe and the world expect us to defend the spirit of the Enlightenment under threat in so many places. They expect us to defend freedom everywhere, to protect the oppressed. They expect us to be just who we are.
The pressure is on. Hundreds fill the Place de la République, demanding Macron fulfill promises he made that no one will be left behind. This group marched for the rights of African asylum seekers.
They're evidently very happy about the defeat of the National Front, but now we must remind Mr. Macron of the issues they have.
4 million blank votes were submitted. Protesters reminded Macron he will not have it easy.
They hope to install a good majority in the parliament to prevent him from doing what he hopes to do.
Macron wants business-friendly reforms, labor market deregulation, a liberal immigration policy, and more jobs.
Emmanuel Macron was elected in a solid way by a third of the votes. But we saw there were also many abstentions, blank votes, many, many more than usual. So the situation is full of dangers for Emmanuel Macron. Why? Because he's not backed by an already established party.
From Germany's leader, relief, congratulations, and an offer of help.
I'd like to help France lower its unemployment rate and to increase the chances of young people to find jobs. We'll talk together about how we do this.
Parliamentary elections in June will decide whether he gets a solid mandate or is left on his own to fulfill his promises. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.